Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We are going to focus on many of the issues that voters tell us are most important. Jobs.
Law and order.
Climate change.
Social security.
This next question comes from the public.
The biggest tax cuts.
Your schools are no good.
Immigration.
How can you unite a country?
Income inequality.
You have no job.
Gross national debt.
Pre-existing conditions.
Race.
You're living in poverty.
Uncertain issues.
Too much inequality.
Cyber attack.
Deportation.
The Supreme Court.
Discipline.
Let me repeat the question.
Woo. Okay.
So, let's begin.
It's a challenge every election cycle. How do you slice up the American electorate into groups that have meaning if you look at specific issues? Is there a way to really see how issues affect Americans in different communities? Answering this question is the mission of the American Communities Project that has divided the country into 15 distinct communities. Using these categories as a guide and a little of our own reporting, we've been pursuing an initiative we're calling Portrait of an American Voter. We're hearing your thoughts and concerns about the challenges facing our nation. It's not a scientific poll. It's more a personal, emotional exploration of how individual voters are making up their minds on issues from education and the environment to police brutality and PTSD. Up next, we hear from a voter in the Hispanic Centers community type.
My name is Christina Garcia. I'm 33 years old. I live in El Paso, Texas. And I am an accredited representative and the crime victim program coordinator at Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Center. So as a kid growing up, I feel that definitely I'm first generation U.S. citizen. So my parents were both immigrants. Living so close to Mexico and seeing that the textile industry definitely was something that a lot of family members that I know worked in, people now as an adult that I've been able to speak to either clients or people from school or from different professions have known somebody at one point in life, if they're from here or if they've been here long enough, that worked in the textile industry. So probably when I was in high school, we started to see the effects of NAFTA, but through the Mexican side, right? So all these textile industries, most of them moved to Mexico for cheaper labor. We see the effects still because of NAFTA, right? So as a border, we're still seeing the bridges that are swamped with these big trailers that are crossing on a daily basis and swamping our highways and swamping our ports of entry, right? But we're not seeing a lot of those financial impacts in a positive way in the community, right? It's I don't know, it's an interesting dynamic. I feel that definitely one of the bigger issues that is soonly going to affect our border is going to be if the TPP gets passed, right, in a bigger spectrum and once it's official and what those changes are going to look like. I think that that's definitely going to hit our community in a very impactful way. It's definitely going to affect our border sister city of Ciudad Juarez. And the sad part about that is that some of our politicians are actually for TPP, so they're not fully representing their constituents, but they're mainly representing those that have business motives or agendas, right? So I think that I've chosen to stay in El Paso so that I can give back to my community and hopefully contribute to changing it in a better way too.
To hear all 15 voices featured in our Portrait of an American Voter project, head over to thetakeaway.org/voter.